Good afternoon for WVAS News. I'm Melanie Hogan. A jury is being picked today in Montgomery Federal Court to hear a lawsuit that accuses Victoryland Casino owner Milton McGregor and Macon County Sheriff David Warren of working together to keep a second bingo casino from operating in Macon County. 17 charities filed the suit and claimed the sheriff, who regulates bingo, kept the Lucky Palace Casino from getting a license. Attorneys representing McGregor and the sheriff dispute the allegations. Two bills aimed at further restricting abortions failed to come up for debate in the Alabama legislature Thursday, hurting their chances of passing. Only 4 legislative days remain in the 2012 legislative session. The bills would establish new rules for abortion clinics and would allow doctors to not perform a medical procedure if it violates his conscience. Tuesday is the final day a bill has to pass the House if it has not yet passed the Senate. A Montgomery Fire Department investigator says a candle that was left unattended is what started a house fire early this morning. Shortly after midnight, firefighters responded to the fire in the 2500 block of Todd Road in North Montgomery. 4 people were inside the house, but none were injured. The blaze caused heavy fire and smoke damage to the home. It took about 30 minutes to put out the flames. In other news, Auburn police are upgrading the charge of domestic violence to capital murder in the case of Ramiro Darrell Contreras in connection with the death of a 4-year-old girl. Ava Zapata, the daughter of Contreras' girlfriend, died Sunday at the University of Alabama Birmingham Hospital from injuries she received earlier in the week. Authorities are now charging Contreras with capital murder. He is currently being held without bond at the Lee County Detention Facility. Alabama state troopers say a single vehicle crash in Elmore County claimed the life of an Alexander City man. Troopers said the accident occurred just before 7 o'clock this morning on Alabama 170, about 2 miles west of Eclectic. 47-year-old Russell Dolampio died when the car he was driving left the roadway, struck a parked minivan and a house. Troopers said the crash remains under investigation. Today is the deadline for public school students to register for a proposed career technical center. Montgomery County school officials said the center could open in the fall and be housed in the now vacant McIntyre Middle School. The career tech center awaits consideration by the Montgomery County Board of Education. The school board is expected to vote on the technical high school Tuesday afternoon. Students interested in attending should call 269-3613. A federal judge has denied a motion to dismiss the civil lawsuit against former Auburn University football coach Tommy Tuberville. The lawsuit alleges a head fund he helped manage defrauded clients of more than $1.7 million. Growers say Alabama's peach crop is on sale weeks earlier than normal this year because of the warm winter. An Auburn University study says Alabama produces about 20 million pounds of peaches annually. A 2009 study valued the state's peach crop at $10 million. Today, expect partly cloudy skies and a 50% chance of rain showers with your highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, cloudy with a 50% chance of thunderstorms and your lows in the upper 60s. Tuesday, thunderstorms likely. Expect a 60% chance of rain with your highs in the mid-80s. Tuesday night, cloudy with a 50% chance of thunderstorms and your lows in the upper 60s. On your Wednesday, rain likely, highs in the upper 70s. Expect a 60% chance of rain. Wednesday night, cooler temperatures are on the way with lows in the mid-50s, thunderstorms likely in the evening and after midnight. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.